first episode of the world-renowned podcast, Great Minds Drink Alike. Grandma, wouldn't you say that's true?
I think that's true. I think you should say your name.
My name is Rebecca, and this is, we have a fabulous guest today. She's famous all around Nassau County, Long Island, all over the tri-state area. Everybody knows her. Everybody loves her. It's Betty Ann Bracco.
Oh, hi,
say
everybody.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi.
So welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Are you honored to be the very first guest?
Yes, I am.
We have so much to get into today. First of all, we can't really move much because we just ate a lot. Because it
that
is...
That doesn't stop us.
That's true. It is Thanksgiving, and I'm feeling immobile, but I guess we'll just sit here and talk, right?
That's fine. Isn't this a talk show?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's like a radio show.
Right, so we don't have to run around the block.
No. And I won't be running for a while. So I really just want to get into, like, some really deep topics, like... Tinder. Do you know what Tinder is, Grandma?
No. Grandma, you call me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What do you want me to call you?
Go ahead.
But you're on Match.com, right?
Yes, I was for a while.
So how did that work out for you?
It didn't work out well.
Why?
Because the people that were supposed to be in my category... were people from Brooklyn, New Jersey, Connecticut. They weren't from my area.
Okay, but when you, like, went on the app, did you, like, put in your miles? Of like
I put in my miles. I put yes, I did. But somehow that didn't come to what it was. You know, they had likes and... Well, I guess if you put in 50 miles, it could be New York City. Because it is 50, right. 60 miles. So I didn't, you know, you don't particularly say Levittown, Long Island. You just put 50 mile radius, 56. And that could be Jersey. That could be Long Island.
So why didn't you just lower it? Why didn't you do like 5 mile radius?
I don't know. I guess I didn't think of it.
Because I feel like that would have really...
That might have helped.
Narrowed in on what you were really looking for.
Yeah, that might have, but...
So anyway, this brings me to the topic of dating apps because you don't really go on Match.com on your phone, but there's several other dating apps that people have been using recently where there's all these criteria that you could put in, like you can put in your radius, you can put in your height requirement, you can put in your job requirement, like it's really crazy.
Right.
Do you believe that is an effective technique? Mm. Or do you think you're limiting your options?
I think that I don't like it.
Okay, so there's this one app. It's called Clover. And I did go on it for research, obviously, because I'm a world-renowned podcast host. And I wanted to do this podcast with you, and I wanted to research the dating app. So I went on Clover. And there were all these questions. There was, like, what height, what job. I'm pretty sure there was, like, a weight or body type section.
Not a weight, age. Sure. Age is mostly.
Definitely an age. It was crazy. I don't know. So what is your opinion on being too picky when you are looking for
a My opinion is that I heard a lot of people and they had a lot of disappointments on the dating range.
Any stories you would like to share?
Yes, there was one that this man took this woman out.
All right, is this a person? Is this a friend?
Yes.
Okay, and give full context. Go from the beginning of the story.
Well, the girl, she was 73 years old.
Okay.
She went with this man. Okay. And he took her for drinks and took her for everything. And he took her...
Is this the cooling off room?
Yes, we're recording our podcast right now.
He took her for drinks, and then all of a sudden he wanted to take her, after four drinks, he wanted to take her to Atlantic City.
After four drinks?
Right. So she felt
they went out four times.
No, one time. This was one night. They went out they and had four drinks.
Four drinks each.
And he wants so to take her to Atlantic City.
But what... Okay, so like four drinks, like... I feel like four drinks for me is like...
You shouldn't be going during Atlantic City.
I'm okay. I'm not like wasted though. Like I think I could make a reasonable decision. I'm not just going to like go to Atlantic City.
Exactly. So that's why she said, no, I don't want to. And he never calls her again. Yet then,
wait,
I have a good story.
That's so extreme though. You go from like having drinks to going to Atlantic City. I don't understand.
Some of them are, well, this is what these men want. Some of them are crazy. But then she did meet a very nice man that she's still dating with 2 years later. He was an athletic teacher, and he takes her on cruises. And
what
she met him on
the... Is this Match.com?
No, it was a religious.com. I can't remember what it was.
Christian Mingle?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was, yeah.
How does a man from Christian Mingle want to take you for drinks and then want
to
take you to Atlantic
one.
City?
This is another... She went off that one, and she went on Crystal... what'd you call it?
Christian Mingle?
Yeah, she went on that. And she was on that for a while. And then she finally met this one man. And she was going to go off that day. And she met him. And now she's still seeing him 2 years later.
For 2 years, she's been dating this man she met on Christian Mingle.
Right.
That's a really inspiring story, honestly.
Yes, that was. Because that was a lot of... she had a lot of rejects before that.
So maybe all these people on Bumble and Tinder should really just get on Christian Mingle.
Who knows? Now, I have another girlfriend who went on dating for seniors. And she met
Dating for seniors?
Yeah, it was called dating.
Never heard of these.
Yes.
Really, like,
it was
learning a lot.
Dating for singles. Dating for seniors. And one fellow.
Well, I assume all dating apps are for singles.
No,
so.
For seniors.
Okay, for seniors. That makes
and
sense.
And one guy, he was a con artist. Fine. She found out about him right away.
How was he a con artist?
He was going to do something. He was not given his right name and stuff. She found out from, you know, tests going on the computer and finding him out.
Okay, so wait. She met this guy.
That's one guy.
Sorry. I need to get into how she got
she went
con
on,
artist.
Well, she went on the computer and found out he wasn't giving her his right name.
How did she find that out?
Well, you go on the computer and you put something in there. I don't know. I guess it's... His name to see if he's if he lives where he's supposed to live. I really don't know how the computer works exactly, but she found out that he wasn't who he was supposed to be. So then she met another guy. Wait.
How though?
This is crazy. She met this other fella.
Wait, okay, so.
She met him on Memorial Day, and he was in love with her. He was calling her up every minute. He wanted to come to see her, blah, 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 blah. And whatever, she found out that the bank called her.
Right.
And told her that he was trying to get into her bank account.
What?
Yeah.
But how did he get any of her information?
Because she was chatting with him constantly. He was calling her up 12 o'clock at night, told her how lovely she was. He loved her. He wanted to come to Texas to see her, blah, blah, blah.
So how did they meet?
They met through...
Online?
Dating for seniors.
Dating for... Listeners, if you're out there. Anybody. All of the people who are listening to this. Do not go on dating for seniors.
No.
That is the moral of the story.
So she went on it for and he met her and he said, don't go on it anymore. Get off of it. And she did. And I guess she Skyped him, you know, la, 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 la. Sent her pictures and everything.
Ooh, pictures. What kind of pictures?
Well, pictures of him, who he was. You know, but I don't think he was who he was.
Do they send people on senior dating? What's it called? Dating for seniors?
Dating for seniors.
Do they send inappropriate pictures?
No, I don't know.
Grandma, these are the things you're supposed to find out from
your
friends.
I don't think she did. No, she just sent a regular picture of her and him. And, you know, he wanted to...
Because that's a thing now, you know.
He wanted to hug her. He wanted to kiss her. He wanted to come to see her. Who knows?
That's the thing now people do. They send inappropriate pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that wrong?
Yes. I would send anybody my inappropriate picture.
No. It's out there forever.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
So, is she okay now?
Yes, she's lonely. But I think she learned a lesson. I'm not sure.
So...
She only lost her husband 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
That's eager.
Yep, and she's 80.
So she lost her husband and felt the need to all of a sudden get back on this...
Right,
on the dating apps.
Yep, get back on the horse.
Get back on the horse. That's really inspiring.
You think so?
Well, because I feel like I've never had a husband and I've never really even been on the horse. So I don't know how to get back on the horse.
Well, I've been on the horse and I don't know how to get back on the horse either. I met this man in church. He told me, no, really, he told me all about himself. He was a math teacher. He was in the army. He was a lot of things. He talked to me the whole through mass. And
that's rude. What the priest is speaking.
I know.
Jesus, our Savior, is...
He had a hearing aid. Maybe he didn't hear the priest. So, and he got up to go to communion, but, okay. And he shuffled. And I said, goodbye.
All right. Have a nice day. This is what I always wonder about. Because, like, for me, I'm, like, a really closed-off person. I don't like to talk to strangers. I don't really like to talk to people that much.
Okay.
What makes a random person want to talk to another random person just because?
Maybe they're lonely.
So, you're in church. Mm. You're sitting in the pew.
Right. And they showed us a picture of the army, of the, you know, because it was Veterans Day.
Okay. So. Oh, that's good. That you have to add that to the story, Grandma.
I just told you.
Veterans Day, and you met a veteran. That's
yes. That's and he was something. Very nice man. He was about. I'm thinking he was about 80 or older, maybe. Who knows?
Whoa!
But when he got up to go to communion, he shuffled, and I said goodbye. I want someone who could walk upright. I don't want to take care of anybody.
Maybe you should go for a younger man.
I should, but you know what? I don't know where they are. When you find one, let me know.
Trust me. I mean, we could probably date around the same age, though, because you want younger, I want older.
No, I don't want anybody younger than 70, thank you.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I don't really I don't want think 70. I would, that's too old for me.
Yeah, I think that 70 would be enough for me.
Okay, so you're in church.
Yeah.
You're praying to the Lord.
Yes.
And this random
man army sat man, next to me.
This army man sat next to you.
And you know the funniest thing? He didn't want to shake my hand because he said I might have germs, but he shook everybody else's hands around me. Don't you think that was weird?
That's just because he would rather give you a hug.
I guess so. Well, he was wrong.
So then what was the first exchange of communication?
He said, hi, they're showing a movie and they're not serving popcorn. That's exactly what he said to
me. What a pickup line.
That's exactly what he said to me. And I said to him, yeah, no cartoons. I didn't know what else to say.
And that was your first
line
of communication?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then what happened after that?
Then he started telling me that he was in the army. And then in the you know, where you do the peace sign, he said, oh, there's my student. I taught in Levittown Memorial High School. And he gave me the dates, the years that he was a math teacher.
Mm.
I said, oh, that's very nice.
Must be smart.
Yeah. And then
I do your taxes for you.
Right. And then I got up to went to communion. And then I said, goodbye, have a nice life. And I left.
That was it. It was probably the shuffle. When you saw him shuffle
up to communion, I said, I'm not taking
like,
care
that's
of him.
It.
That's it. Exactly. If he would have walked up straight, I might have given him my name.
Just maybe.
Well, he was a nice man. He was, you know, well-informed.
So what do you think works better, though? Like meeting somebody in person and meeting somebody on a dating app?
I like to meet somebody in person.
Okay, so I'm going to show you what these dating apps look like. It might confuse you at first. So I've been on Bumble recently. Obviously, I've said what I said before is that I've tried other ones. And I feel like Bumble's like kind of old school. Like Tinder was like kind of like the first one. And then Bumble came after. With Bumble, the girl has to initiate the conversation online. Okay. So the guy's not allowed to talk first.
Oh. Hmm.
So it's just like, it looks like this. So you get like pictures of guys.
Right.
So then you like, what do you think of this guy for me? Do you think he's cute?
Yeah, I think he's cute, but you know what? I don't know anything about him.
Okay, well, let me show you.
I want to know.
So then you press here, and it shows you his, okay, you can give a bio, which is, you know, like a phrase, a paragraph of like what you want to say about yourself. All his says is, Sushi is my favorite hangover food. First of all, raw fish as a hangover food, I'm sorry, but no.
Devin would say that. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's not an unusual statement.
Sushi as a hangover food? Yeah. When you're hungover, you like sushi? I think so. Grandma, what do you eat when you're hungover?
I don't like sushi.
I thought you were going to say I never get hungover.
I don't think I was hungover. You're right. I don't know if I was.
I'm more go for like Eggs Benedict.
Okay.
What do you think, Olivia?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese?
Okay.
Something really heavy, like French fries.
Nachos?
All right, anyway. That's besides the point. Anyway, so that was his
bio. And what else? That's it?
That's all he wanted to tell me. What does that tell me about you? Okay, he's also 28, and his name is Nate, and he's an architect.
Oh, good.
And he went to the University of Michigan.
Oh. When did he graduate? He's what, 28?
He's 28. Hmm. Do you think that's too old for me? I don't think so.
A little bit.
But, like, guys mature at, like, such a slower rate than girls do.
I think that's too old for you, but go ahead. That's me.
Anyway, so then he has several pictures. The first one's cute, drinking an espresso martini. I love a guy who knows what he likes to drink. Okay, personality, a little funny picture. Oh, he likes to surf. What is that, a possum?
Is he a possum?
No, he's like playing with a possum. That's not normal. For that, I swipe left. So then, if you don't like him, you swipe left.
Okay.
But then if you did like the guy, you would swipe right. So let's...
All
right,
have you met anybody on this Bumble?
Only once did I actually meet up with somebody from
this app. And what did you think?
We hung out a little bit. We went out a few times. But he was, like... He, like, got freaked out by the fact that we had went out, like, 3 times.
And what do you mean he got freaked out?
He got freaked out. And he was like, I'm not ready to,
make a commitment?
Like, make a commitment.
So you mean he was beginning to like you too much?
I guess so, but it literally only hung out like 3 or 4 times. In what world is that a commitment?
He's a loser.
Well, yeah.
How old was he?
He was my age.
23?
Maybe he was a year older than me. Yeah, maybe he was like 24 and maybe I was like 22 and he was 23, I think. Yeah. So rude. So anyway, so this guy's cute, so we're gonna go like that. Swipe to the right. And if he also swiped to the right, that means he also liked me, and that means we could be able to have a conversation.
Did you have a conversation with him?
No, he didn't like me too. Let's try to find somebody who liked me. See, we matched. I didn't look at his profile, but... So then you can start a chat.
So did you chat with him?
Well, I could right now.
Oh.
Should I?
Yeah, sure.
What should I say? What would your first line? What's your pickup line, Grandma?
What's his name? I would say...
I don't understand. Stepan?
Stefania?
S-T-E-P-A-N.
Stefan.
It's like Stefan without foreigner. The H. He's a foreigner.
That's a foreign name.
Stefan.
Hi, Stefan. This is Rebecca. My name is Rebecca. That's what you would say. What would you say?
Well, he sees that my name is Rebecca because I'm like, profile.
Hi, how are you? The weather here is wonderful. We always talk about the weather, mostly with the weather.
Okay, wait.
Well, you know, that's...
So when you used to
You can't go wrong with that.
When you used to go and like, when you were dating, like, before you were married, before you met Poppy, like, what was dating like? How did somebody ask you on a date? If you didn't have Bumble or Tinder, how did you get asked?
It was a neighborhood or, you know, when you're in the neighborhood, they know who you are and they come over and they say, hi, how are you? You know, what's going on? Would you like to go to play pitch and putt, you know? Or would you like to go to the movies? And then you say yes or no. You know, they knew who I was because I had brothers.
What would be like a typical date movie? Would you see horror
films? I saw my first movie with Poppy was... Fear Strikes Out with Anthony Perkins. It was a a baseball pitcher because Poppy was involved in, he loved baseball.
Okay.
So that's where we went.
But you always have to go to see a movie that you think the guy would like?
No, I didn't know it at the time. He just said, would you like to go see that movie? I had nothing. I had no idea what it was about. So yes, I said yes.
Okay, so what would they do? Would they call you up or would they just like
they see could, you they out? They would see you in the neighborhood. They would see you in the street and come over.
See
so,
you in the streets?
Well, you weren't right near your house.
Okay. And they pretend were in this house. Is like, when was this? The 40s? The 50s.
I was only born in 1940.
So the 50s.
That's gonna be 1955.
If this was 1955 and I lived here and I was just like out in the neighborhood. Yeah, but I was walking Lily.
Yes,
walking
you don't live in the area where I lived. I lived in the Bronx. There was one house that had 65 families on this side, 65 families on the other side. Candy store. And that's what we did though. That's what we did. We came out and we hung out.
You at the candy store?
Yeah, they were at the candy store. Men all stayed at the candy store. The boys. Oh, and we would... No, the boys. And we would pass the girlfriends. You know, you know how you pass and
You walk a little
You want to make
slower.
Sure they see you.
You walk a little slower.
Yeah, with a radio in your head. With a radio in your ear.
You flip your hair.
Yeah, and then they knew who you were.
So you would walk by slow at the candy store.
Yeah.
And these guys would see you walk slowly.
Right.
And then
one of them might like you, one of them like me, one of them like my girlfriend. And they, you know. And then, of course, when you went down the block, you kind of hung out. So they saw you.
Oh.
You know, you didn't go home. And they walked down the block. They were checking you out. They went down the block.
That's like old school social media.
Right. Yeah.
Because, like, nowadays people would just, like, post, like, a cute picture and, like, people would see it. In the olden days, when you were young,
right.
you would just have to look cute all the time.
Right. There was 10 boys here, 10 girls here. It's, you know, there was a lot of girls and boys all in the same area.
Wow.
Because 65 families in each house, you know, plus...
65 families in a house?
Yeah, in an apartment building.
It's like a concentrated area. It's like too many people at once.
Yeah, and on the corner you had friends. And then all, you know, all the boys, they knew each other and all the girls knew each other. So, kind of knew, you know, what was going to happen. And if you didn't like the boy, you didn't go with him. You said no.
Just said no. Wow.
It was different then, honey. I lived in the Bronx. You have to remember, it was a whole different ballgame. I mean, we all always two went in groups. I don't know how we all fit in one car, but we did.
Can you get us some more red wine, please? Servant?
Sure, for two?
Yeah. Thanks.
She got undressed.
Coming right up. Oh, had to.
That was our servant.
Anything else?
Some people call her Elizabeth. Some people call her Mom. I just call her Servant.
So now it's different. Dating is completely different. We used to date. It used to be Wednesday night was bow night.
Was what? Bow night?
Called bow night. That's when you saw your boyfriend. You didn't see him on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday. You saw him on Wednesday.
What were you doing the rest of the nights? Hoeing?
You were hoeing your house. Hoeing? What does that mean? Is that something dirty? No, we never did. I never was a hoer. Whatever that is.
Hoeing means theoretically, you know, talking to other guys.
I was talking to girls and my mother.
Because, you know, maybe you had your Monday night guy, your Tuesday night guy.
No, we only had a Wednesday. We'd go out and then we'd go out Saturday and Sunday. And I had to be home by 12 o'clock Wednesday and
Saturday. If you had, okay, so say your guy knew he was only going to see you on Wednesday. Mm. You could have other guys that you saw Monday. You could have a Monday guy. You could have a Tuesday guy. Yeah, your main guy was your Wednesday guy. Yeah. Thursday could be another guy.
I could have, but... Yes, I had a lot of fellas from the Navy.
Were you ever dating more than one person at once?
Yeah.
Grandma!
I know.
Tell the story.
I know, that's bad of me.
Have a sip of wine.
That was bad of me.
Tell the story.
I didn't meet Daddy. I met this fella in the Navy. My brother brought him home. Lovely, lovely man. He lives in Indiana.
Indiana?
Yeah, he had a jewelry store in Indiana. Very nice man. I was seeing him for a while. And then I met Joe. And, of course, I liked Joe.
Yeah.
But this guy was supposed to come home from the service to see me. So I said to...
So what were you writing letters?
Yeah. So yeah. I said to Poppy, Joe, so old your school. Grandfather, I said, you know, I was dating this fella and he wants to come home to see me. Is would it be okay with you if I saw him? Obviously.
You actually asked him that?
Yeah. And obviously he said, no way.
Duh.
So I had to get my brother to tell... I told my brother. And my brother told him that he couldn't come home to see me.
Don't come to New York.
Right. It was terrible. It was a terrible time. I thought that Joe would be understanding. Because I hadn't been going with him for that long. You know. So I thought that he would understand that I had this prearranged...
Right. I mean...
But he didn't understand.
Wow. That's really scandalous.
He wasn't understandable.
So you only were in, like, letter correspondence, though, at this
no,
guy?
I had seen... No. He had come home a few times to see me. We had dated
you had,
a
like,
few
went
times.
On a few dates?
Yeah.
We had dated a few scandalous. Times.
But...
You said that was your only time being scandalous.
Yep. That was it. That was enough for me.
Sounds dramatic.
I didn't want to do that anymore.
That gives me anxiety, honestly.
Well, you know...
I have a new Bumble connection.
Oh, good.
Let's see. His name is Matt. I don't like that name.
That's a good name.
Oh, he's cute.
Let me see. All right, so let's write to him. Let's talk to him.
Yeah. Wait, let me read.
See,
oh wait, his okay. Wait, his bio is. Yikes! That's all it says. Yikes.
Okay.
Yikes! What's scary? Am I scary?
Yikes! That he's doing it. Yikes! He's a little skeptical that he's doing this.
He's 29, and he's a doctor, Grandma.
All right. Ooh.
Who cares that he's 29?
That's right. He's a doctor.
I'm going to send a GIF. I like to send GIFs as like a first...
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. A GIF?
Okay, this is what a GIF is. It's just kind of like a little picture, like a little moving picture.
Why don't you just send him your picture?
Well, he sees my picture already. Oh, okay. I have really cute pictures right
Let's
now.
Let's talk to him.
I'm just going to send this one. This says like hands up. Oh, let me look.
I would say hands off, but...
Why? Why hands up?
I just think it's funny.
All right, come on. Let's write to him something good.
I already wrote to him.
Well, what did you write? Let's say something nice. I mean,
Grandma's like, I need to get a piece of this pie.
I mean, if you want to go for it, you got to go for it.
All right, I'll just say it. Hey.
Just text him your name, address, and social security number.
Hey.
Yeah, like, what do you want me to give him my social security number?
No, say hi. Look pretty good. I mean, how's everything going? You know.
That's how it is, Grandma.
When do you want to hook up?
Do you know what that means? Hook up.
Date, I thought.
No, when somebody says, like, hook up.
What does that mean?
It means, like, you know, like, kiss and more.
Oh.
Whatever comes after that.
Why don't we meet up?
Yeah, meet up is more, like, what you mean.
Okay.
Well, usually on, like, these apps, like, you don't, like, right away be like, hey, let's meet up.
Well,
like,
you
first
have to
you
be
have
more
a,
aggressive if you
have
want
a conversation first.
Well, that is...
Do you want me to scare him?
What is a conversation? Hey?
Yeah, and then he says, hi, back, and then we start talking about something. Like, literally anything. Like,
well,
oh, how was your Thanksgiving?
Talk
and
about
then,
the football game today. See if you like sports.
I don't like sports, so why would I want to talk about that?
Well, he might want to.
So I'm just going to talk about sports because he wants to talk about sports.
No,
that is not feminist, Grandma.
You'll open the door.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about sports.
All right. You don't want to talk about the gym because he's not interested in that.
The gym?
Mm-hmm.
How would I know? Maybe he goes to the gym.
Maybe.
I have other interests, you know.
Go ahead. Give me.
I like the Housewives. Maybe he likes the Housewives.
I doubt it.
I know guys who like the Housewives. Michael Rappaport.
Listen, you're going far out there now. Maybe talk about This Is Us. You might like that.
This Is Us, maybe.
But
I
not
mean,
Housewives.
Everybody likes This
maybe,
Is Us.
Maybe NCSI.
I don't watch that. I only watch reality TV, basically. Or like Riverdale.
Well, Riverdale, that's good. He might like the comic books. Riverdale? Yeah, he might like the comics.
Maybe. Well, let's just see if he answers. I love Jughead.
All right.
Shout out to Jughead.
Well, why don't you write that?
Do you like Riverdale? That's like, no. This is, you're supposed to just like wait and just have like a normal conversation, like, hey, what's up? And then probably this is what the conversation will be. I can tell you right now. He'll be like, hey, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, I'm telling you what the conversation is going to be like. And then he's going to be like, it was okay. My family is crazy. How was yours? And I'll be like, same, bro.
So why don't you say that? You didn't say anything. You just said, hey.
Because I have to wait for him to respond.
Well, you could respond first.
He said, respond to myself.
He answered?
No.
Did he answer what you said?
She's like, you have to, can't wait for you.
I thought she said, he
what
said.
What is she going to be like?
I thought she said, he said,
story
this is going left.
No, I thought he said, yipes. And she just said,
that was
hey.
That was his bio. That's what he said in his bio.
Okay.
Like, I don't have anything in my bio because I just want to be a mystery. But do you think I should, like, what should I write in my bio?
What, are you going to write something about yourself?
Yeah, that's the point. You're supposed to write something, like, to tell people about yourself.
I have a happy disposition.
Young, dumb, and broke.
Young, dumb, and broke.
Young, dumb, and broke.
That's genius. It's from a song.
Oh, my God.
Relevant in pop culture. And absolutely 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm. Grace, Brooke is
like,
on.
Do you like my pictures?
Brooke is on breakfast. I don't know what the hell that one is. Breakfast and coffee.
Coffee meets bagel, Grandma.
Oh, bagel and coffee?
She's called it breakfast. She's called it breakfast.
It was.
Look at how cute my pictures are. Don't I look beautiful?
Yeah.
That's me and my friends.
That's no friends life. In your pictures.
Why? I have to look like I have friends. What do you think, Olivia? Mm-hmm. So me, I switched up. Like me, then me and my friends. Then me, a selfie. And then me and my friends. And then me. And then me and Grace and Shelly. I think that...
I did go out with Tommy Humble too. He was in the Navy.
Do you go out with him when you were dating Poppy also?
No.
So you only cheated on Poppy?
I didn't cheat on her. I told him the honest truth.
I wonder if that would work nowadays.
I think he would say the same thing he said to me then. No way. Are you crazy?
Oh. Hmm.
You gotta remember, I met Papa Young.
Oh, the after dinner drinks are coming up.
After dinner drinks.
And what else are we talking about now on this radio show?
I don't know. What did we cover? We covered Bumble. We covered the candy store dating life.
And the
would you ever go to bars and meet guys?
No, my mother refused to let me go to a bar. Honey, I was young when I got married. I was 19. What bar am I going to go to?
You got married when you were 19?
Yeah.
What was the drinking age? 18?
18.
So did you drink at your wedding?
No, not really. I didn't drink until I was about 35.
What?
Mm-hmm. I was in the Shapanack, and I was with this group, and they decided to give me a 7 and 7. You know that whiskey and 7 Up?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
What's a Shapanack?
We used to take the kids there for vacation for once a week.
Is it like camping?
Yeah. Not camping. We stayed in the house. But, you know, you could get your food. Ever go to the Rocking Horse Ranch or something like that?
And
then they had like bocce ball tournaments and, you know, horseback riding.
Hmm.
And that's what we did.
So then you were hanging out with all these adults, and
I
wanted to give you some whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the drinking began. Wow. And now here you are.
Here I am.
You've created a whole family of really, really great drinkers, let me tell you.
Well, my mother always says, you know, just make pretend you're drinking. Take a glass of ginger ale, and they will never know if you're drinking or you're not drinking. She was right.
But drinking's fun. Why wouldn't you want
to? Well, because I guess she thought I was too young. I don't know. She thought I'd go crazy. I don't know.
Well,
my brothers drank, and I guess they didn't do too well.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, some of them took it too far.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the men in our family.
Right. So I guess that's what it was. So
we're classy, though.
Women weren't supposed to drink or smoke. In my family.
Oh,
women right. were not supposed to drink or smoke.
Don't you think that was, like, sexist, though? Like, how come the guys can just be drunk and idiots?
I don't think they thought it was sexist at the time. They just thought it was the way it was, and that was their respect, and that's the way they were raised, so then they figured I should be raised the same way.
Aren't you happy we live in a different world now? We can drink
whatever we want. No, it's a whole different ballgame. Yeah, exactly.
We can do whatever we want.
It's a whole different ballgame. But I don't know if they considered it sexist at that time. They considered it afraid that you would get loose with your body, maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
Well, they never let you sit on your uncle's lap either, which was a very strange thing.
I never understood that about my grandmother.
She would say, "Don't you dare," because now I realize, not that my uncles would do that to me or anybody, but now I realize, now, it's a lot of men are very sexually inclined.
Do you just realize that?
I didn't just realize it, but I didn't realize that when I was a kid.
Right. Well, I mean, nobody knows that when they're a child.
Right. So when my grandmother said that, I just didn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that my uncles would do anything. They never did.
That's actually so interesting, though, that, like, the women in the family, like, they knew it, and they were, like, trying to protect, the kids. They were trying to protect them from what the men might possibly do to them, but nobody would actually confront the situation.
Well,
like,
because years ago nobody did anyway. Years and years nobody did. Who knows?
But
who knew what was done? Because even now, even you see what's happening now, 10, 15 years ago, people weren't coming out and saying, "This guy touched me or that guy touched me," because they felt ashamed and that nobody would believe them that this happened.
Yes, that is true, but I think that's why right now is so different, because somebody started it and somebody got the ball rolling.
Exactly.
And that's why all this stuff is now coming out.
That's what I'm saying. People were
literally just
ashamed.
One person.
Or they thought that they would be the blame for it.
I mean, yes, I think that that's always a woman's fear.
So
even these
before, like, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, people wouldn't do it, say it at all.
Right, but now we're coming forward.
Right.
We are women.
Well, different. It's a different world now.
It is a different world.
Completely
and we're
different.
Not backing down.
But I don't think that I can't say that it was sexist at that time. They just felt that they were protecting other women.
That's why women are so amazing, because they've literally, women have spent eternity trying to protect children and other women from the wrath and horribleness of men.
And money. It used to be jobs. You couldn't get jobs unless you were, like they say, put out for the boss.
That's so sick.
Well, it was sick at that time.
I think that
now it's different, thank God.
I know. And I think that there's, like, a shift of power going on in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the power is, like, shifting right now from the man, and it's, like, shifting to the woman. Because,
right.
like, this is just the start. Like, all this stuff that's coming out about sexual assault is really getting the ball moving.
Right.
And our next president will probably be a woman.
Maybe.
The next ruler of the world will be a woman.
If there's
the
a
next
woman,
god will be a woman. Everything's going to be a woman.
That would be fine. Listen, woman or man, if the person is
pretty
capable
soon, men
of
will
running
be able
the
to,
country, that's fine.
Of course women are able to run the country.
I said, not every woman. If
well, not every person,
right.
no matter man or
that's
woman,
what I'm saying. If there's
is
a
able
woman
to run the country. That is obvious.
But anyway, if you want to run the country, Rebecca,
I can.
Get on your horse.
I'm down for it. I'll let Michelle go first.
Michelle Obama?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
She's the best.
Do you think?
She is literally the best.
I'm not crazy about it, but that's all right. I don't have to be.
Why? Why don't you like her?
I don't know. I don't like her. I mean, If she were to get on a platform and I heard what she had to say, maybe I would like her better.
Probably one of her most recognized platforms is the Get Up and Move platform.
I don't know that one.
That's like, was her platform like all throughout like Barack's presidency for like kids like getting up and moving and having a healthier lifestyle and trying to like end childhood obesity, because obesity in children is like really, really bad in this country.
Okay.
And that was like what she was really passionate about. Okay. And I think she'd be great. So I'll let Michelle go first.
Okay.
And then
well, you have a couple
of
years.
Right. So yeah, in a few years. She'll go. I'll be like work for her in some capacity. I'll be like Secretary of State or like something like that. And then I'll just like start off my political career just like
okay, you got my
really with a thank you, Grandma. Tell all your friends.
Okay.
Tell your book club.
Okay.
And then I will just after that I'll just probably like I'll maybe like so she'll do like two
Bumble didn't call us back.
Bumble did not call us back. Let me check. So after that, I'll wait a few years, and then I'll let, like, the dust settle after her presidency, and then I'll campaign for mine.
Right.
And it'll be great because, like, I'll have her behind me, you know, like,
right.
Also, like, working for me, campaigning for me, and I'll just, like, also be famous, so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm basically famous. Don't you think I, like, I have a famous face?
Yes.
Who's this coming to see us?
I don't know.
Lights are coming on. Now.
No, nobody answered me. That's so rude.
Well, maybe he's sleeping.
Yeah, after dinner. I went to Winston's last night. I didn't see James.
Oh, good. I like
I
James.
Didn't see him.
Oh. That's what Mommy said. She didn't see him the other night either when she was
there. No, I didn't see him.
Well, that, why did he leave? You should have asked.
No, it's fine.
I'll ask next time we go.
I wasn't there for very long.
I'll ask next time I'm there.
Yeah, so... Did we cover everything we were supposed to?
I have no idea. You're the radio...
I'm the radio personality.
What else were we supposed to talk about? Years ago, what we dated, we talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Living together. Can we talk
obviously,
about
you didn't...
We didn't live together,
at
those
before
time.
You were
no,
married.
We didn't.
Well, you also got married at literally 19.
Yeah, but I don't think my mother
like,
would let me live with anybody even if I was 25.
But now it's normal.
Now
what,
it's
what
normal.
Do you feel about now? Like
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know why it's necessary.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So, you got married at 19,
mm-hmm.
But generally people get married way closer to like 30, I'd say it's more
all
like
right,
the average
fine.
Time to get married. So could you imagine waiting like a whole another 11 years to like live with Poppy and like start your life with him?
Well, no. You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I don't agree with people living together. I know they do now, but those days it wouldn't be and it wouldn't matter. Why would I want to live with him together for 11 years? And not get married and live with him.
Because, let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because the financial reasons. Like, obviously you want to have enough money to have, like, a wedding. Like, a really great wedding that, like, you really don't want to have to worry about money when you're planning your wedding. Like, that sounds horrible. So, and I feel like people like to wait till they're financially sound to start planning their wedding. To even be engaged. I think that's, like, a main reason. And also, like, moving in with, like, a significant other saves so much money. Because you can share a bedroom. You share everything else. Basically, half the rent of what you would pay if you were to live with
okay.
a roommate.
For example, Connor and Alyssa.
Right.
He's working his ass off, paying his bills. Going to school. She's got a little job in making coffee. You think because they've lived together for a year, they're going to have any more money to get married? No.
No, because if they were to get married, I'm sure it would be like way down the road, like many years from now. So
they
don't have to
be living together. They could be staying home. But it
saves money.
They could be living home and saving money.
But they live in like many miles apart. Well, they're different states. Yeah. Yeah, that's like a different situation than like.
All right, so let's take well, he was Taylor. She's been with him since she's 20 years old. She doesn't have any more money than when she was 20. That now that she's 24, I think she is.
Right, but like she also like wanted to like move out on her own and like right. start her own life and yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just saying it's different. Years ago, nobody was living together. Now it seems to be Carolyn. My aunt Sunny was just telling me that Carolyn, her granddaughter, just moved in with Ben. She bought a new bedroom set, a new living room set, a new kitchen set.
That's a lot of things.
And her apartment, yeah, like Sunny said. Why don't you get married? She's bought all this furniture. She's got all this apartment. But who knows why. And a lot of people live together for a lot of years, and then when they get married, they get divorced anyway. It's not the same as being
it's
married just, and
it's
divorced.
Really a complicated situation. I feel like everybody should just do what's best
for
them. Yeah,
well, nowadays it is.
Because, but, like, you have the freedom nowadays right. to, like, literally
and
do...
And we just let everybody be, you know, with no... Years ago, they would look on you, you know, shameful. No, it's true.
Shameful. Like, shame you?
Yeah. Like, slut shaming? Right. You know, like... Mm. But nowadays, it's... C'est la vie. Everybody's doing it. Might as well do it.
C'est la vie. I think that should be the title. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Okay. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Right.
What do you think, Olivia?
That's Olivia over there in the corner.
Olivia's just... She has nothing to say. What do you think?
I wanted to take a nap, so...
What do you think about this radio broadcast?
It's great. I'm really tired.
Do you think there's anything?
She's so
do you think
there's
anything of interest?
Do you think that I'm funny?
Do you think that anything of interest has happened?
Of course.
Has passed our lips.
I think that this is a great place to end this episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to stop it because Christopher's left.
Well, we'll say good night.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
Follow me on Instagram.
Right.
I'm really funny.
And he says, push the space button.
Oh, yeah. I would tell you to follow my grandma, but she doesn't have any social media, so.
I thought you could say I don't have any social grace.
But you can follow... me on Instagram.
I think we did pretty good.
Yeah. And then you can see, maybe I'll post some stuff with grandma. All my fans out there. So.